it's a cliched statement, like failure is a stepping stone to success, but that really helped us. The first big one, we built a different product called LMS, but we had to pivot into video. So the earlier you face the failures, the better the organization is going to be, the resilient they are going to be. They learn all the things about the downside of it. What does really matter comes out very clearly when you actually go low.
Hello everyone, Ashok here. Thank you for tuning in to this fourth episode of Indian Startup Stories. Today, our guest is Karthi Mariappan, CEO, co-founder of Hippo Video, a video engagement platform helping B2B customers in accelerating their sales and marketing and getting their prospects converted to happy customers. In this episode, Karthi talks about his background, work experience in Zoho, how the idea of Hippo Video started, support of families and friends, changes in customer adoption due to COVID, their first aha moment with customers and investors, benefits of having a founding team, when an organization should consider pivoting, importance of having mentors when you venture into business, and much more. So let's jump in. Hi, Karthi. Thank you for coming on to Indian Startup Stories today.
Hi, Ashok. Thanks for having me here.
My pleasure. Please share about your background, Karthi, your studies and career before starting your own venture.
Okay. So I did my engineering here in Madras University. Then I joined Zoho after a brief stint in BPL. But my longest career was at Zoho. So I joined in 2000 and I quit in 2016. So 16 long years I was there. I started my career as an engineer, then moved on to pre-sales, then training, support. Then finally I ended my career as a product manager, taking care of a whole suite of products and launching it from scratch, building it from scratch and launching it, taking it to multi-million dollar product before I started off this venture in 2016.
Nice. So what are you creating in Hippo Video?
So Hippo Video is a video customer experience platform. Basically, we help businesses collaborate, communicate and reach out to prospects and customers through personalized videos. So that is a high level overview, two line about Hippo Video.
Okay, just curious about the name Hippo. Where did it come from? How did you?
So we wanted to have a name which ends with O because okay. People said people will be able to easily remember that. So we had different names like Rapido, etc. and all. But this one stuck with us because of one reason. We felt our organization itself is resilient inside, but very soft outside. So, which reflects okay. Hippo. So, that's how we...
Okay, nice resemblance. Yeah, good. So, how did it all start? Can you talk about your team formation from your early Zoho days? You have a very long stint there and under the leadership of Sridhar Vembu. And I'm so curious to know about the story behind Zoho Mafia. That's a pretty good term. And I believe more than 20 companies actually came out of Zoho and they are well established now. So, yeah, can you talk about the platform and how did you start? What are the story behind it?
Yes. So, during our course of like the 16 years, we have been always having that opportunity at Zoho to do your own. It's kind of smaller startups strung together. That's what I would call Zoho as. So I was also running a team. My co-founders were also running their own teams, but we were complementing each other. So I was into product management and strategy while Neelam was the scale guy. Then Srini was a pure CTO's framework guy kind of. So we three are friends for more than 20 years. So okay. We had that gelling together. So we wanted to do something on our own. And of course, there were great inspiration like Girish, who had gone out of Zoho at 2010 and was growing great. So that also inspired us. Okay, why can't we try on our own? What is the market we can think about? Kind of things we did it. So we three had different ideas to be discussed, etc. It took like more time to understand what okay. is that we want to build, how we want to build, how we will... have our funds ready, kind of build the team. All of those was a long discussion, I should say. But we started this venture in 2016, June. So okay. That's how it all.
Okay. So the actual story with the background POCs and all, it was started from Zoho itself.
So the idea formation was there, but we did not do anything at all. We just came okay. out with the confidence like, yes, we will build with that idea. So okay. that's how it all started.
Okay. Can you talk about initial challenging days, any specific instances that are unforgettable and you still remember to cherish?
See, the biggest challenge was hiring, right? You don't have funds. People have to believe in your vision. So how do you sell your vision, right? So sales is started there itself. How do you sell yourself? So that was the first 10 hires was a bigger challenge because we did not have any recognizable name except our background. And there were some couple of examples, but that does not mean like we will also be successful, right? So we had to convince people. From our friends and circle, we started gathering a lot of resumes, talk to them. It took longer time to convince people to make them join. So that was the initial biggest challenge, I would say.
Okay. When coming to the funding, I guess recently you secured $4.5 million from bringing in two more investors in your third round of Series A funding. That's a quite impressive pedigree. So how did you initially manage before pitching into venture capitalists? So how was the earlier days?
So it was basically our friends and our own fund pool. So we had a runway of like 18 months we planned. So that's how we had our bootstrapped strategy there. So that helped us build the product before we went to the venture capitalist. So that was one key idea that helped us.
Okay. So it's always friends and families were there to kickstart.
Exactly.
Yeah. Can you talk something specific about family support, because it's always mutual, right? Because you have on your shoulder, you need to support your family, and also mutually they will have to back you up in terms of business.
Yeah, initially it was really tough when I said I'm going to resign from Zoho, leave Zoho, because it's a well recognized job. You had good amount of salary hitting you on a monthly on month basis. Your life is settled. You have two kids to grow up. They are in the school kind of things. So I had saved some money for this runway also, but it did not last through. Okay, that is another story. But convincing the family, especially my wife and my kids, was really tough in the initial period. But they understood, like, we have a vision and it's not worth digging a grave and putting into it. So let's support them. So it took that moment. But once I was through this journey, they were totally supportive. Not only just my immediate family, my brothers, everyone supported me throughout. So that's helped me a lot.
Okay. And what was the first aha moment when you started and you were all going through a lot of challenges? So which instance gave you a grip that you are on the right track?
So when we showed our product, the beta version, Hippo Video, to one of our friends, who was the co-founder of Zarget, Naveen. So he was totally blown away by the demo that we did, and he came up with a lot of use cases that even we did not think. So that was the aha moment. We believed, like, yes, we have a lot.
What kind of first MVP feature?
It was a Hippo Video record and create videos and share it in your Freshdesk, Zendesk kind of things we did it. So that was the MVP feature we built initially. So that he really liked it. So we gave a demo in an portico of a hotel. So it all started.
Nice. Stitching to the same line, like, how was your first investor pitch? Any specific instances that you remember, like, which went very well or which did not go well and you had to actually work through and settle it down?
Yeah. So our seed investor is KE Capital. Sasha is the person. So I gave him this pitch. So he was all very supportive with the ideas. So he believed in the idea. He believed in the team. So those were the two important things they started believing in us. So that idea brought up, like, was three meetings we had to go through, a lot of questions, a lot of understandings we need to do ourselves, how we are going to grow this business, right? So that was a very interesting discussions we had with the team of KE. So they really helped us fine-tune our story a bit before they invested. So that's how it all.
Okay, so it's a specific pitch targeted for the known VCs. There are also an instances where you need to convince more to explain what is the product.
Yes, see, the seed round, though we had KE, we had met like 20 other investors as well, which did not go through. Okay. But KE, they believed in us and they took that jump, a leap of faith, I should say.
interested about those 20 investors which didn't go well. So what are certain things that will not go well, even if you have a proper and a clear-cut solution for the customer, but VCs are not ready to buy out?
So see, in the seed round, right, it's all about the team, the story, the market, right? And your MVP, if you have shown some traction, some people using the product, okay? But many people will not have. Today, you can build that with the AWS coming in. But that a point of time is where AWS was launching big for us. People weren't prepared. Mm-hmm. So it's about the story and the market and the team, right? So that storytelling, that understanding of market, etc., was an iterative process. So each one of them helped us improve our understanding of the market on business aspects. So it was not like totally useless. Every meeting we had with those 20 other investors helped us fine-tune our understanding of the business and do a better pitch when we actually did with KU. So it happened that way, I should say.
Okay. Any specific funny instances?
Not funny, but there were a couple of them who really were thoughtful about us, like saying, no, Karthi, you will have to take a deeper breath, understand this market may not scale because of you don't have system of records, where is the moat, how people will stay, people like from Axel or Nexus. They were very kind enough. We did multiple meetings with them. Though they did not want to invest in us at that point of time, they were really helpful in making us understand how you should build this. So that was really great.
Okay, that's a good support actually from people who are even not buying in and are ready to actually give you ideas.
Generally, they are very helpful. So they would want everyone to win, right? That's how the ecosystem itself grows.
True. Yeah. Coming to the customer adoption for any business, that is the prime factor that we should consider. Now we are seeing videos, remote conferences everywhere across globe, be it any part of the world. How is the pattern that you see in your business, and how is the customer adoption trending or increasing?
So it was like a doubtful initially before pre-COVID. People believed, some of them believed, then they took it up. But many of them were on the cat on the wall, understanding, oh, is video the next thing? How will I do it? Kind of things. But this COVID actually transformed or made this transition very faster. Like Satya Nadella of Microsoft had put a quote, like whatever the digital transformation that was happen in the next 3 to 5 years, happened in the 6 months. That was a quote by him. So that was really, we could feel it, like how people adopted it. So that was the key thing there.
Now you are into B2B side predominantly. Any plans you have in B2C? I was also exploring your option with the free versions. It was quite impressive, and it's very handy. Just with a couple of clicks, you have it in a Google Chrome extension, and I was able to send my video in Gmail, and the plugins and all, it's very good. So do you have any plans in future or right now getting into B2C space so that you capture more customers?
So we have a freemium version already where B2C people also use it, like gamers, YouTubers, many of them use the product. So still we have that, but we have not promoted it or we have not marketed it because our focus is totally into the B2B arena. Here itself, you have a huge market to explore today. So that has been our focus, but we do have a product for the freemium segment for the B2C, but we have not tapped into it as such.
Okay, so coming to this question that I can't skip in COVID, what is the COVID impact for you and what impact it made for your business? Any specific?
It was definitely a tailwind for us. Unfortunately, many had different headwinds as well. But the tailwind really helped us to move forward very quickly, capture more market, more understanding about the business, how people want to use what, different use cases. All of those really helped. This 9 months was very crucial for us. So
Okay. What are the dynamics which you see change in yourself because of COVID?
So one thing is, as a team, we gelled well together. We believed in the vision. And this COVID reaffirmed that there is going to be a huge opportunity, especially in the video. So that gelled as a team. So the team cooperation, team building was one important thing we found in this 9 months. It helped. Though people were very remote, we were gelling together really well. So that was one key aspect.
Nice. And you coming from the sales and marketing background, and you have formed your team coming out with various skills. So how do you see that one should take in their venture journey with respect to sales and marketing? Should they try with divide and conquer, like the way you have a team of people who are specialists in their own area, or sales and marketing should be a part of everyone's game, that everyone from day one, they should all think about it? So what's your opinion?
There are two things to the story. So complementing founders is the key. So we were very lucky, three founders. So we had some shoulders to rest upon when we are really low or understand or fight each other. So it was really helpful. So I would say have two or three founders is the basic minimum to start off an organization in a healthy manner. And sales and marketing per se, say I came from a technical background, but I learned marketing through the way in the Zoho. Still, sales was not my cup of tea. Okay, so we have hired complementing that skill, right? But sales and marketing per se is needed for everyone, especially the founders. As I said, right, even hiring is a selling, especially in the initial days. You have to sell your vision. You have to sell why it is going to be so important, better than people would have got offers from very bigger companies like Zoho, Freshworks, kind of things, right? So you have to convince them. So sales, that marketing has to be there in your understanding of things.
That's good. Now talking about the Plan B sector, how prepared are you when you see that a failure is coming, or your tips to handle from your experience?
So failure, so it's a cliched statement, like failure is a stepping stone to success, but that really helped us. The first big one, we built a different product called LMS, but we had to pivot into video. So the earlier you face the failures, the better the organization is going to be, the resilient they are going to be. They learn all the things about the downside of it. What does really matter comes out very clearly when you actually go low. It doesn't come out easily when you are actually seeing some success. So that really helped us.
Okay. And that's when most of the business actually think about pivoting. That may not be the only situation. So can you share some insights about when an organization should start thinking on pivoting, or how do they actually take it forward when they see a situation where they are in a dilemma, like should I choose which path?
Yes. See, every organization undergoes pivot, right? Be it small, big, whatever it is. It could be a minor pivot. Some do a major pivot like us. Okay. But pivots are the game. Because the environment changes so drastically, like COVID changed the whole thing. I know so many organizations pivoted from what they were doing earlier to what they do now. So as an organization, you should be in that learning phase to understand what are the adjacent markets that can take you through your dream, right? The dream is always to make a bigger company by doing a great product for the whole world, right? The global market. So you always keep your eyes and ears open on the adjacent markets. That's the key part of it. The other main part of it, once you have built your product, the MVP, you go and talk to your customers, how they react, understand, and the market opportunity. If there is no market, there is no scope to scale, right? So for us, the LMS, when we did our video component there, people were so excited about the video component in the LMS product that we thought, okay, let's spin off a small product to see how it works out. And there is no turning back.
Yeah, which year was
it? 1 year down the line. So 2017, we did it. We did that pivot. So 1 year we were building something else. Then we had to pivot.
Okay, that was in LMS.
LMS. Yeah, learning management system.
Okay, that's great. What keeps you motivated in your daily life?
So it's an sine wave, you can say. Some days you'll be highly motivated. Some days you'll feel like, oh, what should I do? What did go wrong? Kind of things. But the one key motivation we have is the customer's love, right? So we see on a daily basis, people reply back, oh, I was able to win a big deal by sending out a video, or I was able to break through into a bigger organization. I was able to keep my foot into the door. Kind of things actually motivates you as an organization, right? So everybody believes like, yes, what we are doing is actually creating value for our end customer. So that is the real motivation, I would say.
Okay. Going back to the funding part, what is your suggestion for young generation or anyone who is starting new with an idea? Your tips for to get aligned with the incubation platform, or try approaching for the pre-seeding funding? There are also options before the seeding, right? Pre-seeding. Can you talk a little bit and give some ideas around that area?
Yeah. See, I'm going to talk a little contrarian there, in the sense, don't start an organization with funding in mind, because then you get aligned to them, because you will talk to so many people will give you a lot of ideas. So have some cushion to build the product on your own. So building the product and reaching out the first few customers should be on your own money, because you can be a little slow as well. There is no pressure on you, right? Because if you look out for fund immediately after 3 months, then it's going to be a huge risk, because you're going to waste time running behind money to understand how to get it, kind of. So build that product conviction, get that initial traction, then it's always easy to talk to them. So that's what I would say. Have that runway at least for 12 to 18 months with a team of like 3 to 5.
Okay. And if lucky, form a team instead of battling alone.
Yes. 3 to 5 years will be very good to form as a team.
Okay. How do you keep yourself calm in a day of complete mess or a chaotic situation?
Keep yourself calm is basically discuss with your founders, be vulnerable, right? Have some set of what you call a circle of trust. So you can open out clearly with someone. So your founders is one set, then you have some mentors. So I have great mentor in Girish, Rajaram, Sid of Freshwork. So where you can open up freely, all your fears, you can talk to them, right? So that brings that calm. Like, okay, I'm in control of things, or at least someone is there to guide me when I'm not really sure what my next step is. That really helps. And the other part of is, if you're a funded startup, talk to the board as well. Tell them where you're stuck, etc. So two sides of it. One, the personal side, fears, etc. The other side, the business angle of it.
Okay. And coming to the customer success stories, right? Any specific story that is close to your heart? I was reading some of your customer stories. Someone mentioned that they want some feature in their product, and Friday night they approached, and Monday morning it was up and running. Just 2 days of weekend turnaround time. What is one specific instance which is not available in your portal, which is close to your heart?
So there were a couple of incidents. One incident stood out really was, so one of our customer had sent a video to their prospect. The prospect really liked it. They sent out a mail to my customer saying, well, how did you do this? Then that person told it was done through Hippo Video. That person reached out saying the same story and he bought the product. So that was one clear aha moment.
Right. So bringing in more customers, it really helped your business grow.
Yes.
That's nice. So one important quality that you see from anyone who wants to be an entrepreneur?
I should say patience and resilience, right? Because everybody has idea, everybody has execution skills. That's why they have come as entrepreneur. But you have to be a little patient for that initial moment of I won't call it a success. Success is not there. Okay? It's the journey, right? So how do you find that moment of finding greater value for your end customer, right? That is a very, very evolving target or a moving target as well. Because as an entrepreneur, you have a very small vision. Then you talk to a few people. Then you talk to some customers. The vision grows, how the market is adopting, etc. and all. Right. Then so that you have to be a little patient to understand, and resilient, confident about, yes, my vision is there, but how I approach that vision could be one, maybe ABCD path or XYZ path. It could be anything, but you have to be a little patient to achieve that. Try multiple things.
Okay, that's great. Any ideas for Hippo Video that you have taken from a completely different or a parallel stream? Like, you may get inspired from some of the concept and feature that are available in a domain like fintech or healthcare, which is not relevant to your business, but you can still use those features and the concept for your business, and that will actually quite well gel along with your customers.
Yes. So one thing we took it was from what I call it as like the custom landing pages, right? So as a marketer, you will know, like, you have to build some custom landing pages. Need not be very personalized, but based on the persona, you have to put in certain stories or certain case studies into that page so that it is very relevant for the incoming person. That's called custom landing pages. So that we brought into what we call it as sales landing pages, where it can be custom built for every of your persona. You can have multiple personalization in that page itself. All of those we built. That is really successful for us. So our customers just love it. So that was one parallels we took it into the sales angle of it.
That's nice. And any specific feature from your product which you liked actually and which has really surprised your customers, that this feature they have not imagined that they can use it for even sales or promotion or something like that?
Yes. So one thing what we did recently, we have been doing a lot of things on that angle, is templates. So people create videos for different scenarios. So how do you help them make it more professional? By giving a very custom landing page, which I was talking to you earlier, and as well as on the video itself, give them some understanding of what the end prospect can expect from it. So be it a thank you video, be it a Christmas wishes or a New Year wishes, we are building multiple templates around it. That actually helped our customers create a lot more videos with confidence. Make it more professional. So that really helped. And our customers really loved it.
Okay, that's nice. What's your formula for time management? How do you manage your family? How do you manage your business?
So we are still in the high growth path yet. So I won't say we are able to allocate more time to the family yet. So even weekends, you'll have some meetings with your mentors, to your circle of trust, to understand, build confidence back. So the weekend will be more of understanding strategy, etc. And all. And weekdays, it's going to be running the teams, etc. So today, yes, it's a little tough, but my family is totally understanding about it. So this work from home helped that, in the sense, whenever you have some half an hour time or 15 minutes and you go play with your kids, talk to your wife kind of things, that really helped. So it was a blessing in disguise. If it had been in office, that would have been like 14 hours long, right? You don't meet anyone. So here it helped.
Nice. And what are the dynamics which you see that your customers has changed because of your business?
Yes, the customers have changed in the acceptance level. So we see a greater acceptance level on the new digital transformation, not only videos, everywhere you see people adopting a lot of digital things. So that's a greater acceptance level we see now. People are not hesitant. People now have started believing, yes, this is a way forward. So that is one key thing we found there.
Okay. How big does the mentorship plays a role when it comes to entrepreneurial journey? Because what were the challenges you faced when you transitioned yourself from an employee to entrepreneur? And how did you manage to actually get along going behind your dream and also learn and keep your mentor available for you? Can you talk about that formula which worked for you?
Yes, mentors play a greater role in your stability of understanding things. It's not just business alone, your own understanding, your own leadership, evolvement, everything is a key part that you can learn from your mentor. So I was very lucky to have Girish as my mentor, right? He is so busy, but still he has enough time for us whenever we want to call or chat with him, etc. and all. So that really helped, especially in the initial days as well. Today also we have, but especially in the initial days when we wanted to pivot, he was right behind us, giving us confidence like, yes, go try it. This is how you should try, kind of thing. So that really mattered a lot. So I would say have some mentor who have already done it or who is in the process of doing it, of like cracking that story, right? That they, because they have learned it the hard way, and they will be very willing to talk to you to help you understand what are the pitfalls you may encounter when you actually move from point A to point B. So then you can be wary of it. It's not that you can avoid that pit. Anyway, you will fall through that. But you will know how to come out of it.
Mentorship is always necessary, right? Irrespective of the stream that you have.
Yes. Yeah.
So you being in this video platform and video engagement products are coming like anything. If you take your Android product, you see quite a lot of products. So how do you see in your vision, India down the line 5 years, what kind of video engagement platforms will enable youngsters for their business development?
Yeah, so the video engagement platform, I see video playing an important role everywhere, be it in your sales, in your campaigns, in your brand marketing, in your support, or even in your internal communication. We see video is going to be there everywhere, okay? And the market is actually opening up now. We already see a huge opportunity, like 4 billion, 5 billion kind of TAM we see. But the products that is there is very few in number. So there'll be huge scope for many companies to come into the play. But we see ourselves as Hippo Video, we have an edge where we have built it as a platform, not as a point product. And so we are able to leverage the video into all the functional streams. So today we enable videos in sales primarily, but we also make it happen in campaigns, brand marketing, support, or even internal communication. So we enable that. And we have customers across all these functional streams as well. So that's one area we see the whole system is going to move about.
Nice. Any tips and suggestions to college students or school students, be it, what should they start now if they wanted to do business down the line?
I don't believe in like you can prepare yourself for business, etc. Okay. It's the learnings, right? Be it anything, you learn it thoroughly and with passion. That helps you convert into a business later. You see a lot of stories, right, where passion becomes your business. So that always helps. But for that to happen, you have to be really, really strong in one area, understanding the other adjacent areas. But that key is becoming a master at one thing. Okay. If not, then you will struggle as a businessman. So because if you have one thing which is breakout from everything else, be it in product building or be it in your services that you provide, then people will flock to you. Then you can learn the other things. So you have to be really, really good at one thing, or not even good, best at one thing. So okay. Aim for best at something, then naturally other things will follow.
Okay. So which story is close to you that you keep it as a benchmark and start following, be it a leader or a mentor?
There are multiple stories, like Freshworks is one story, or ChargeBee, you could see how their growth path is. Now they are into huge high growth path, but they had their basics done right. So that patient story is what I see everywhere. Okay, people may see the outside, like they say, no, the tip of the iceberg only. There is huge ice inside the water, right? That's where the building of business happens, building your muscles. So that part is what I understood once I came out of Zoho, that it is not always a flashy story you end up. There is a lot of turmoil inside the system to build that. So have that patience is one. So there are many stories where I see the patience value. So that's what I would say.
That's great. Coming to the startup ecosystem as a whole, earlier days where you see competitor as a really a challenging competitor. Now the dynamics are changing where the entrepreneurial community is like so connected and close to each other. So grow together formula. Do you see the competitors are still challenging or are they actually cooperating?
So any market, if you have competition, that means the market is validated, right? So if you have competition, they are going to educate the market. If they are already there in the market, they would have educated the market. So competition is always an important aspect lever that you have to leverage. Not only for benchmarking, not only for these subtle cooperation, right? It may not be very explicit cooperation. It's like subtle cooperation kind of things. It is always a must, which validates things. So I would say yes.
That's good. So I'm moving on to the rapid fire questions, Karthi.
Sure.
Like I've listed on a few questions. Yeah. So best thing that happened this month to you?
This month? So one customer came back and gave us a very good case study on how much ROI he derived. That was a beautiful thing we had.
Great. And one leader that you follow crazily?
One leader, of course, I can't say one because you'll have different traits from each one of them. So I follow like Girish, I follow like Rajaram, Sid. So many people helped me throughout the journey.
Nice. Your one childhood activity you still like to do?
One childhood, I play cricket, be with my friends.
Nice. Your favorite movie actor, if you have?
Rajini. Always.
Good. Nice. One habit you have to stay calm?
I want to read a lot of books. So I want to build that more and more. So that's why. So that gives me that understanding of things a lot more. Right. So make yourself calm in some particular area. I heard from a documentary on Bill Gates, like he reads, if he wants to understand a new topic, he reads like 5 to 7 books, which has contrarian views. Then he builds his own views on that topic. Right. 5 to 7 books is a huge thing, but he has done that. So I feel like if you want to conquer a problem, understand it with people who have already done it. So that's one thing that's the calmness, right? When you know you can conquer, that gives you calmness.
Nice. And What does creativity mean to you in one sentence?
Connecting the dots so that it finds greater value for your end user. That's what I would say.
Okay. How do you start your day?
So I start my day, especially looking at what is the meetings that I have prepared for it. Because if you go into the meeting without any preparation, then you learn from that meeting. That wastes a lot of people's time. So that is one thing I'm...
You start with work in your mind.
Okay. I talked about the work day. On my there's things I play with my kids. That is one year time I have, like 15 to 30 minutes I play with my kids or fight with my kids kind of things.
Okay. An article or a book you read recently which you liked?
I read an article in HBR where it talked about, like, how do you bring back teams who are exhausted because of this COVID, right? There is a lot of tension, etc. That was a beautiful article on how to handle teams, etc. How do you motivate them? Not just prep talk, but help them understand the values, how much we have crossed, and how much we are going to see the end of the tunnel kind of things. So that was a beautiful article.
Okay. Your favorite city to live?
Of course, Chennai.
Good one. Are you more of a formal or a casual person to any people whom you meet first time?
Casual.
Okay, that's nice. So coming to the end of the talk show, for the people who don't know about Hippo Video, where do they look for, and about you, where do they find?
Yeah, go to hippovideo.io, where we have given all the ideas of how you can leverage videos into your sales workflow, be it in your prospecting, closing contract, etc. So you can do a free sign up for a trial of like 7 days. And you can use the product, and we have a freemium version also. You can use it for longer period as well.
Okay, that's nice. It was wonderful talking with you, Karthi. And it's a pleasure having you on my show. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, we are at the end of episode number 4. Thank you very much, Karthi, for coming on and sharing the insights. And to our listeners, you can find out the episode summary in the description. Until we catch up soon, stay tuned, be motivated. Thank you.